What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engage Heaven today. I'm Pastor James Levesque. Amazing Monday morning. I want to thank you for tuning in, making us a part of your day. November 14th, we just had an incredible baptism last night, a service on the ocean. I think we baptized 10, maybe more, but it was incredible. Had people get saved that day, get baptized last night. Just beautiful to watch. And today, we're talking about Bright Lines. Let me also make a note, I will be in Connecticut this weekend. Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday, New London, West Haven. Make plans to join us up in New England. Scripture today is found in Joshua 1:8. The book of law shall not depart from your mouth, and you will meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you'll have good success. Joshua 1:8. Bright lines are the lines that you've set that you don't cross. Actually, it was a term even used by lawyers, that there were lines, these lines that you just never cross. They're called bright lines. In 1 Kings 13, King Jeroboam crossed many lines. So did an older prophet whom the king was paying to report only good things. Of course, you're not a prophet if you're only sharing what people want to hear. You're a divinator who's no longer using a God-given gift. Well, one day the young prophet entered Bethel, and he was the real deal. He listened to God, he was radical, he wasn't scared, and he walked up to King Jeroboam in front of everyone and told him his kingdom was going to fall. The king was furious, but when he tried to arrest the young prophet, his hand withered away. He fell to his knees and repented, and the young prophet healed his hand. Unlike the older prophet, the younger prophet was operating under the authority of God. My friends, know which lines you will not cross, and be careful when you're who you're listening to. Even Christian voices will be misleading. So good. You know, I remember, probably on the stricter side, but I remember years ago, you know, being in a church and just the thought of, I remember Benny Hinn was coming in the area and we were like, we want to go to a crusade, you know, but it was like a process to this. We were asking the pastor if that was cool. He was good with it. We rented a bus. We went on a trip. He was there sending us off. I remember coming back and then debriefing. I mean, it was a pretty radical thing. And that was when I first got saved. Now, obviously, we would look at that thing. It's a bit extreme, a bit much. But, you know, today there's no lines. There's not even safety or security, right? You have to have some things in your life, bright lines that you will not cross. For me, you need to have pastors in your life. You need to be connected to a healthy church community. That's not optional. There's a lot of people, just because the internet is filled with everybody's live stream and every mentor, they're not in your life. You'll never replace the power of a personal touch. That was something T.L. Osborne would always say. And the reality is we need each other. But those lines get even darker or brighter because you need to have non-negotiables in your life. Sin is sin, right? The gospel. You know, we had people getting filled with the Holy Ghost for the first time this weekend. I loved it. You know, tongues is part of the gospel. Paul said, I speak in tongues of men and of angels. Those are non-negotiables, friends. This isn't like, well, we don't want to offend people, so we're just going to say we don't believe this stuff. No, this stuff is in the Bible, and it needs to be practiced, and it needs to be believed on. Miracles, signs, and wonders, people getting delivered, salvation. All these things are non-negotiables. We need to live with those bright lines. You are called to share your faith. You're called to set those parameters in your life, and you don't move off of those. The problem today is truth that seems to be subjective, right? I mean, you know, and I see it when I say younger, I mean younger adult generation. They've kind of come up in this weird live your truth thing. And it's like, no, we're not called to live your truth. We're called to live his truth, right? Truth has a name, and it's Jesus. And so we are called to live that truth, not your truth, your journey, whatever weird thing you're on, because then that lets you think in an isolated mode to where you almost give a back door for unbelief and compromise. That's not what we're doing. And so today, you know, what are the bright lines in your life? Let me tell you something. Giving is a non-negotiable. And I'm not just talking about tithing. I'm talking about giving, like radically giving to people, to church, to missions. That's a non-negotiable, man. God blessed us, and his word is very clear about sowing and reaping. That's a non-negotiable. Raising your kids in the ways of God, non-negotiable. with your family, devotions, protecting your children from the crazy in the world. It's a non-negotiable. I was talking to a homeschool mom yesterday, and you can do everything you can to protect your kids, shelter them, shield them. I'm talking about in a healthy way. Everything you want. Guess what? One app on a phone, the devil can come right in there and start to defile these kids. You got to pay attention. There needs to be bright lines and non-negotiables in your life that are like, you just, that's what you're not negotiating these things. And when you live with that, like no other option, there's no plan B, you'll see the fruit of that. You know, for me, I wasn't educated. Let me say formal education. I'm educated. You know, I didn't get the start everybody else had. But the good side about that is there wasn't a plan B. There's nothing I'm falling back on as, well, if this doesn't work out, you know, even Peter went back to fishing. What am I going to do? There's no plan B. We're not going back. So the truth is you need to live in such a way where there's non-negotiables. There's no negotiating about it. This is what you believe. And so those beliefs might get you in trouble. They could get you killed. They could get you imprisoned. Doesn't matter. It's a non-negotiable. So today we live with non-negotiables. What are the bright lines in our life? We want to do it God's way, not the arm of the flesh, not, you know, being blown away by every wind and doctrine, and keeping our life secure in who God has created us to be. Amen. Well, friends, that's it for today. We love you. Thank you, as always, for tuning in to Engage Heaven Today. We'll see you tomorrow. I'm out.